to News Kids.
I'm Rose.
And I'm Zara.
And together we're presenting this weekly podcast about what's going on in our world today. Each week we cover top stories across world news, politics, science, technology, entertainment and arts.
Hello, this is Zara. This week, the News Kids will, as always, be bringing you some of the key news stories from around the world. Firstly, we'll be talking about the row that has broken out between the UK and the EU about coronavirus vaccines. We'll also be talking about Holocaust Memorial Day, Children's Mental Health Week, and finally, climate change. Firstly, what is happening with all the fighting between countries about vaccines? Well, we have previously spoken about two of the vaccines that have been approved in several countries. One is made by two companies, called Pfizer and BioNTech, and the other is made by the University of Oxford and the company AstraZeneca. The EU had an agreement that AstraZeneca would supply a certain amount of vaccines to countries in the EU, but AstraZeneca said that it would not be able to supply the entire amount because of production problems at its European factories. EU officials then said that AstraZeneca should be making up the shortfall by using vaccines produced in its UK factories. But AstraZeneca said that its contract for UK supplies meant that it could not do this. AstraZeneca offers to supply 8 million more doses to the EU, but this was significantly less than the figure in the contract with the EU, and so the EU rejected the offer and is insisting that the company honours its contract. Earlier this week, Germany threatened to block exports of Pfizer's vaccines from this factory in Belgium to the UK if AstraZeneca did not use the vaccines that it has to supply more under its contract with the EU rather than prioritising its contract with the UK. In fact, the EU has now confirmed that it is going to introduce export controls on coronavirus vaccines made in the EU. Basically, it is a system to control vaccines that are going out of the EU into other countries. And according to the EU Health Commissioner, it has been brought into place to make sure that EU citizens have access to vaccines and that all parties play by the rules. The EU has been criticised a lot recently because of the slow rollout of its vaccine programme. It is facing difficulties because, along with AstraZeneca not supplying the amount that was expected under the contract, Pfizer and BioNTech has also been unable to supply the amount of vaccines that it had promised the EU. And other countries were saying that it was delaying shipments of the vaccines for the next few weeks because of work to increase capacity at its Belgian processing plant. Well, whilst it has been such good news that we now have vaccines against the virus, all this fighting between countries is terrible. It is a global pandemic, and I really think countries need to work together. Another piece of good news is that there might be two more vaccines very soon, as a new coronavirus vaccine made by Novavax has been shown to be 89% effective in UK trials, and a single dose vaccine by Johnson & Johnson has apparently been shown to be 66% effective in early trials. There are also others around the world, and hopefully, as more and more vaccines are approved and supplied, countries will stop fighting about vaccines.
Hi, it's Rose here. Last Wednesday, on the 27th of January, people across the world observed Holocaust Memorial Day, a day for everyone to remember the millions of people who were killed or affected by an event in history called the Holocaust. The Holocaust happened during the Second World War between 1941 and 1945. It refers to when the German Nazi Party, led by Adolf Hitler, murdered 6 million Jewish people from countries across Europe in an attempt to wipe out the Jewish population. The Jewish people had done nothing wrong. Hitler wanted to kill them simply because they were Jewish. The Nazis also killed millions of other people just because of who they were. Deliberately killing a large group of people like this because of who they are, such as their race or their religion, is called genocide. Holocaust is a Greek word meaning sacrifice by fire. Nearly 7 out of every 10 Jews living in Europe at the time were killed, many in large prison camps called concentration camps. The reason Holocaust Memorial Day is held on the 27th of January is because this was the day in 1945 that the soldiers fighting against the German took over the largest Nazi concentration camp called Auschwitz-Birkenau and freed the prisoners there who were still alive. Survivors share their stories so that people will never forget what happened, and world leaders and politicians gather in services of remembrance. On this day, people also remember the millions who were killed or have been affected by persecution and terrible crimes committed during conflicts in Cambodia, Rwanda, Bosnia, and Darfur. Holocaust Memorial Day helps us to remember how important it is not to spread messages of hate or to exclude people because of things like their colour of their skin or what religious beliefs they have.
It sounds like a very important day to me, and I'm very glad it's observed every year.
Hi, it's Laurie here. This week is Children's Mental Health Week, running from the 1st to the 7th of February. Set up by Children's Mental Health Charity, Place to Be, Weeks shines a spotlight on the importance of children's and young people's mental health. According to Place to Be, around 3 children in every primary school class in the UK has a mental health problem, and many more struggle with challenges from bullying to bereavement. This year's theme is Express Yourself. Children all over the world are being encouraged to share feelings, thoughts or ideas through creativity. This could be through art, music, writing and poetry, dance and drama, photography and film, and doing activities that make you feel good. Children's mental health is more important than ever this year, as so many children are sadly struggling with their mental health due to the ongoing coronavirus restrictions. This week, we are all being encouraged to try and find ways to express ourselves. On Thursday, for example, we're going to have non-uniform day. My favourite thing to do when I want to express myself is colouring and art.
Hello, this is Isa. This week, I'm going to be talking about climate change. A lot of people think that climate change is actually the biggest crisis that the world is facing. When we talk about climate change, what we are talking about is the changes in the Earth's average temperature. The Earth's average temperature has been increasing much more than it usually does. In fact, scientists say that the world is about 1 degree Celsius warmer than it was 300 years ago. When this increase in average temperature happens, it affects everything around us. It can affect rivers, plants, trees, animals, basically everything. A lot of climate change is caused by things that humans are doing, like burning fossil fuels and disposing waste in a way that is bad for the environment. This week, the US climate envoy John Kerry said that the United Nations Climate Summit, called the COP26 conference, that is going to be held in the UK this November, is the last best chance to prevent the worst environmental consequences for the world. Lots of time has been lost under President Trump, who once called climate change a hoax. Mr. Kerry made this a comment as President Biden signed lots of executive orders to address climate change, including a target to double offshore wind-produced energy by 2030 and re-entering the US into the 2016 Paris Climate Accord. Whilst we are talking about the environment, another worrying piece of news was finding by the scientists that sharks and rays were disappearing from the world's oceans at an alarming rate. Scientists from the University of Exeter found that the number of sharks found in the open oceans has dropped by 71% over half a century due to overfishing.
Though, for every 10 shops that there were open in the 1970s, there are now only 3! 3/4 of the species of the species studies are now under the threat of extinction. Sharks and rays are caught for meat, fins and liver oil, and are also caught for recreational fishing, and sometimes they get caught by accident by fishing boats that are trying to catch other fish. Sharks are at the top of the food chain and are very important to the health of the ocean. If they become extinct, it will affect a lot of marine animals as well as human livelihoods. The researchers are calling on governments to put in place science-based fishing limits.
That's all for this week. I hope you enjoyed our show and thank you for listening.